The oil tax debate that dominated last year's legislative session has not gone away. Efforts by the governor and many lawmakers to lower the production tax paid by North Slope oil companies ultimately failed last spring, but another push to drop the tax to spur oil production is likely this coming year. District B Republican candidate and former Fairbanks Senator Pete Kelly says Alaska is getting beat out by lower production tax states like North Dakota.
High oil prices have created a boom there. It should be creating a boom here. Problem is, their senators kicked our senators' rear ends. They made their state competitive. Our people did not. We're suffering the consequences from it as day by day, drip by drip, the amount of oil that goes through the pipeline goes down and down and down, and our futures might be going with it.
At issue is a trigger in Alaska's ACES tax plan called Progressivity, which elevates the state's tax take as the price of oil climbs. Kelly's Democratic opponent, incumbent Senator Joe Pascvan, says he supports lowering the progressivity rate somewhere north of $100 a barrel oil, but stresses we need to keep in mind other provisions in the oil tax package, like credits for new oil field development.
Our royalty is 50% or less than 50% of the royalty that you'll see in North Dakota or Texas. When you add the credits in, it has a dramatic reduction in the percentage of the government share.
Pascvan and fellow Democratic State Senate incumbent Joe Thomas credit new technology with spurring production in North Dakota and Texas. Thomas, who voted for ACES, says he supports tweaking the tax structure, but only if there's real commitment from the oil industry to produce more crude. Senator Thomas says his opinion is based on what happened prior to ACES, when Alaska employed a tax structure called the economic limit factor.
We know that for 17 years the ELF was in place, and there was a very favorable tax situation, and there were billions of dollars invested, and we did not reverse the decline. We need to have a business arrangement with the industry of how we will move forward, and everyone will jump on board. That's all that people are asking for, is what will be done differently.
Thomas says there's been too much talk among legislators about the oil tax and not enough with the oil companies. Thomas's Senate seat A opponent, Republican incumbent John Coghill, says requiring a legal commitment from the oil companies to increase production in exchange for a tax break is a mistake.
The business arrangement we have with the oil companies starts with the leases, and they agree to produce. But when you start agreeing that for a tax reduction we'll do this, then you run into some constitutional questions on limiting your taxing authority. So I think what you do is you make yourself more attractive in the world, and then people come and invest.
Senator Coghill says he was wrong to support ACES and now favors a break in the progressivity tax rate at $90 a barrel oil. Another Republican running for Senate agrees with that ballpark number. Former State Labor Commissioner Click Bishop, running for Senate District C, says legislators need to settle on an oil tax break somewhere between the $500 million and $2 billion amounts talked about last session.
There's a number that we got to hit in the middle, but bigger than as big as that number is to incentivize new production is the enabling language behind it. Has to be good to stand the test of time, so we're not down here having a do-over again.
Bishop's Democratic opponent, Ann Sudkamp, was the only Senate candidate at the chamber forum to totally reject the idea of an oil industry production tax break. Sudkamp says evidence points to holding the line on taxes.
Studies have shown that ACES has not decreased oil production on the North Slope. There's more people working up on the North Slope than there ever has been. We have new exploration coming up.
Sudkamp, a political newcomer, says the extra $2 billion a year Alaska is taking in because of ACES should be used to better the state, including technology and other infrastructure upgrades, so Alaska is prepared to prosper in 50 or 100 years' time when oil is no longer a factor. Voters decide who fills state Senate seats A, B, and C in the November 6th general election. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.